As Santa Rosa continues to move quickly toward creating a reunited Courthouse Square at the town center, concerns are mounting in some quarters that the makeover will have a drastic effect on the existing landscape there.
There are 38 conifer trees that's been counted in the park, and the city has said in their statement from the staff that the majority could be cut down.
That troubles Santa Rosa resident Tom Sawyer, even though he supports the project overall.
I'm for the reunification. I'm even for putting in the streets between 4th Street and 3rd Street. However, I'm not in favor of cutting down all the redwoods and cedars and so forth to make parking in the central part of this courthouse plan.
Bernie Schwartz, owner of California Luggage on 4th Street near the square, has long been part of the push for reunification. He's all for revisiting the types of trees there, too.
The redwoods were an unfortunate choice for trees. In terms of taking the trees down in order to restore a town square, I'm pretty sure that they're going to replant more trees than they take down, but they'll be appropriate trees.
But Patriots Houchert, along with Sawyer, has been circulating a warning call to action, objecting to the planned removal of, quote, healthy redwood trees.
I'm really concerned, first of all, that they're wanting to take out redwood trees at all, at a time when California stands to lose about 20% of its tree population from drought for the last 4 years and the bark beetle. And then the fact that they're redwood trees, because they have a very limited range and they're really special trees and we really should be honoring them.
A memo from city staff last week said they are now seeking bids for the removal of up to 23 trees, including 11 redwoods and 5 cedars. City Councilman Gary Wysocki says there's a reason that is being fast-tracked.
Because the nesting season for birds in some of these trees could start as early as February 1st, no construction activity can take place in a tree where there would be nesting. So if there are trees that are coming down, and there almost surely will be some, they have to be done prior to February 1st.
But the councilman adds that no detailed design proposals have yet been submitted. That's going to happen at a public workshop Saturday morning, explains Kurt Nichols, president of the local civil engineering firm Carlisle Macy, which is developing those proposals.
We're going to have some preliminary options. We've been working on those since the first meeting, continuing to throw out ideas and refine and so forth. We plan to have 3 to review with folks on Saturday. They all have in common trying to address the goals that the council set forth to be simple, open, flexible, and sustainable.
Nichols adds that taking out many of the 117 trees in the existing square has long been anticipated in an arborist's report that was part of the environmental review for the project. The biggest redwoods at the corner of the square will be retained, he says, but most others don't match well with the intended uses for the new square.
When you scatter them all around in the square, they are big and dense and cast dense shade. And the ones that are in conflict, if you will, were planted after the old streets and in exchange were taken out. So the trees that we're talking about were all planted from 1967 on.
Following the public review session Saturday morning, the city council is scheduled to select their preferred option at the regular Tuesday evening meeting on January 26th. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.